Good morning, everyone. I hope you all had a good breakfast this morning. I had my favorite cereal and milk and a banana. Do you like bananas? I really like bananas. They're soft and they don't have bones.
Good morning, everyone. Okay, Martha. That sounded like a really weird conversation you were having with the kids. What were you talking about?
We were talking about bananas not having bones.
Okay. I'm really sorry I asked. I can hardly wait to hear how you are going to work bananas into the Bible story for today. I'm pretty sure there are no stories in the Bible that mention bananas. At least, I can't remember any.
Our story isn't about bananas, but it is about good food.
Well, I always like stories... I always like stories that have something to do with food. So what's the story about?
It's about manna and quail.
Oh, I remember this story. And it's... Oh, I remember this story. And it really is... Oh, I remember this story. And it really is about good food. This story happened a long time ago, long before Jesus was born. This is a story from the Old Testament in the Bible.
A few weeks ago, we told you the story of how Moses... and how he led God's people out of Egypt, across the Red Sea, and away from an evil king. God rescued the people, and they were finally free.
But they had a long way to go. Until they reached the land which God had promised them. They had left Egypt in a hurry. There wasn't time to pack along a lot of groceries. It wasn't very long before the people were hungry.
And of course, like most of us, when they got hungry, they started to grumble and complain. They even blamed God for letting them get hungry.
God was not happy that the people were grumbling, but he still cared for them. "I will give you food," he told them. In the evening, a flock of birds came into the camp. They were quails, kind of like chicken, so now the people had meat to eat.
The people went to bed that night with full stomachs. In the morning, when the people woke up, they saw something very strange on the ground. "What is it?" they asked. "Perhaps it is food sent from God for our breakfast."
So they ate some. So they ate some.
It wasn't bad. In fact, it was quite delicious, and there was plenty of it. They gathered up enough to fill their tummies, but later in the day, it all melted away. The next day, and every day after that, God sent some more of this special food.
What strange and wonderful food this was. They called the special bread manna, which is in their language meant, "What is it?"
And so God kept on taking care of his people. Every day he gave them food and everything else they needed on their journey to their new home.
And we know that God takes care of us too, every day giving us the things we need, and especially sending his son Jesus to be our best friend and savior.
Do you remember our Bible words from last week when we heard the story about Jesus feeding the 5,000 people? The words were from the Lord's Prayer, given to us in the book of Matthew. We have the same Bible words today because they remind us again of how God provides everything we need.
Our words are, "Give us this day our daily bread." Let's say that together. Give us this day our daily bread. When we say the Lord's Prayer together later in the service, listen for those words and remember all that God has done for you.
That was a great food story, but now I'm hungry. I could sure go for another banana.
Let's see what we can find in the kitchen. But first, say goodbye to our friends so they can head over to Sunday school.
Bye, everyone. See you next time.